All right, so I want to move weiter in the Siman of Pasakum. I want to see if we can't try. I'm not going to be able to finish the whole Siman today, but they're all together 15 Sifim in the Siman of Kufiyud Beis, so, or 16 actually. So, you know, most of them are permutations or details regarding the basics that we discussed in the last two Shurim. I'll just try and go through them relatively quickly. In the packet, you have Shur Beis, right? So I didn't divide everything up into subcategories. I just called it Shir Beis Inyanei Pasakum, because I'm going to go through every sif just to quickly and try and tie in what's necessary to know Halach Lemaisa. I just simply made a little bit of break on the sheet, like I skipped a line, just so you can see what we move on to the next sif. But basically, it's all one, and you're just going through the basic Inyanim. Okay, so in any event, just to review quickly, so we saw in Sif Beis, so basically Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rashba. And it seems to be makel on pas palter only when there's no other pas Yisrael, no Jewish baked bread available, okay. And the Ramah, on the other hand, is makel like Tosas and other Rishon that we saw that the decree, the Xeria, was at least partially or somewhat revoked or repealed, and therefore again, obviously we're not talking about there's a problem with the ingredients. We're talking about kosher ingredients. The only issue is that the goy baked it, but there's no problem with the pots and pans. There's no problem with the ingredients. But bottom line, the regular halachos of kashrus are followed. So there's no problem that you can eat this bread based by a palter. Okay, we mentioned last time that the shach says that even Ashkenazim should be machmer and try to not to eat pasakum, if there is pas Yisrael available. Okay. Unless, as we'll see a little bit today also, unless there's a taste difference, it tastes much better, it's a higher quality type of bread, then you have a leniency as well. Okay, and all right, so that's, we mentioned that many people are machmir, okay, on pas palter, even though pas, I mean, many people are makel, they you know, we eat pas palter even though pas Yisrael is available. Others are not, okay. Most kashrus organizations do certify pas palter, you know, the oyo, the chavke, you can get the bread that has a hashkoch on it, even though it's not the pas, so it's pas palter. And it's, again, could be that, you know, because basically the kula of the Ramah, okay, despite the shach's recommendation that we should try and be machmir, and maybe because it's better tasting, and one could argue, as I mentioned, yes, I'm not so clear, but maybe the expense also makes a difference. Maybe that's also like a preference. You know, it may not taste any better, but it costs half the amount. So maybe this is a reason why we can be makel here. I also mentioned last time at the end about Aseres Mechuva, okay, that some people have a chumra and brought in the Shulchan Aruch. We saw it last time, the chumra and Aseres Mechuva, not to rely on pas palter, but rather to use only pas Yisrael. And some people follow that as well on Shabbos and Yontes, not just during Aseres Mechuva. One could argue that, maybe just explain why we're machmir aseres mechuva. I don't think I mentioned this yesterday, but one could suggest that it's because, you know, lemaisa, the whole reason to be makel on pas palter is because maybe the gzer of pasakum was, at least to some extent, revoked, was overturned, at least under certain circumstances. You could argue that in aseres mechuva, it wasn't overturned. In other words, it's not such a big deal, maybe for 10 days out of the year, or to extend it, to be careful on Shabbos, that the Jewish woman, your wife, or Jewish man, whatever, a Jew should bake the bread. It's not such a big inconvenience. It's not such a big tircha. It wouldn't fall into the category that we discussed the other day of Gzeir Shenat Tzim Yochal Amago. Maybe it was too much. The Mishnah said that about Shem, the Mishnah Gemara said that about Shem and Akum. That was a question whether the pas included. So for a maker like the Balaitos, another Bishon, there are more seems to accept that Aloha here in Tziv Beis. But maybe during Aseres Mechuva, they didn't revoke it during then because it's not such a big deal for a couple of days here and there to be machmir. So that's just certainly a possibility. But let's move on now to Siv Gimel, okay? And again, I'll introduce each one just saying what the basic topic is, and it's all based on these dinim, okay? We discussed this a little bit. The Gemara discusses, and the Shulchan Aruch is going to discuss here in Siv Gimel, what is the story with bread which was baked by a goy. Yeah, Aaron, you asked the question. Yes, I said we'll get back to it. You know, the goy baked it as a palter, but then he had left over and he had brought it home and invited a Jew over, right? So the time was baking, and pas palter we're defining as bread that was baked for the purpose of commercial distribution. Okay, it's for selling it. Okay, but he had left over at the end of the day, or he brought some home and now he gives it to you. So what's the status of that bread? Okay, the guy is formerly a baker, but he is formerly a baker, but he had this stuff brought over and so on. So that's the question. If you look at it in Siv Gimel, The Gemara has, and the Gemara doesn't directly deal with this question. Again, a non-Jewish baker invites a Jew over. So it was baked for commercial purposes, but he has some at home also. So we don't have the exact case dealt with in the Gemara, but it's our Samech Hey Amid Bay, source one, deals with something else. Ahu kari dechiti, a bushel of wheat, the nofal echavita di ayinesech, non-kosher wine spilled on it. Okay, and it got soaked into the wheat. All right? So Shariyeh Rovel is avnuni lo v'kochavim. Rava allows you to sell it. I'm not dealing with the issue of the Ainesh, but also Hanoa. It's not our problem now. That's the sugi there. But the bottom line is Rava allowed that this wheat should be sold to a guy who has no problem with the Ainesh. Okay? So Ase Rava Barley Barley Rava. So 1 second. So yes against Rava, 1 second. Don't we have a din? We discuss this din, you know, in Bos Machalo. Beged Shiva to Kilayim. Okay? You have a beged where some, wool or linen, whatever got mixed, whichever type of garment it is, the other item got mixed in. And it says there, Hareza Elohim Kren Lo Rikochov. Now, Goy is not in the din of Shabbos, but it says you shouldn't sell this garment to a non-Jew. Okay, Velo Yasem Adas L'Chamor, you shouldn't use it for the saddle of a donkey, that's a different issue. Aval Oso Sotachrich L'Meis Mitzvah, but you can use it for a mace, and so on. Why shouldn't you sell it to Goy? So look in Rashi, the Anabar Zora Samachem Ebe, too. Elohim Kren Lo Rikochov, can be far as Shema Yachrim Kol Yisrael. Because it may end up back in Jewish hands. You sell it to a guy, and he'll sell it back to a Jew. Okay? So the same thing. We should be afraid in this case also that this wheat, which was had a mixture, Yayin Nesach mixed into it, why does Rav allow you to sell it to a guy? What do you mean? Maybe the guy will turn around and sell it back to a Jew, and then you'll have a problem. Right? That's the kashin. Tachrich Lameis, that's because Rashi explains there, second Rashi in two, Avodah Zarah Samech Chayim Ebe, says, because mace is chofshi min hamitzus, okay, a side issue. But anyway, so the Gemara says, like we just explained, the Gemara itself spells it out. Not clear why Rashi had to spell it out, but the Gemara spells it out. So, why can't you sell a garment which has shatnez in it to a non-Jew? Dilma asil azun l'Yisrael. So, hachanami asil azun l'Yisrael. So the Gemara says, hadar, okay, now either Rava changed his mind or he clarified what he meant. What Rava allowed, either he changed his opinion or he clarified what he meant. He meant not to sell it in this state as wheat, a bushel of wheat that had wine in it, but rather to grind it up and to bake it. Okay, and then you can sell it to a goy, shalom b'fnei Yisrael. What does that help? Okay, so look at Rashi, in the third Rashi and two, there in Avodah Zarah Samachem and Beis, the mifinhu, the bake it, to sulo zovenly, you saw him call him the pitan asur, because we know that once you bake it, the Jew bakes it, okay, and he bakes it into bread, and that he sells to the goy. Now we don't have to worry that it's going to end up back in Jewish hands because it didn't pass akum. The Jew's not going to buy it from a goy because it didn't pass akum. So then there's no problem. That's what Rava meant. That's why Rava said you can bake it into bread and then sell it to the non-Jew because we're not worried it's going to end up back in Jewish hands because the Jew knows and no Jew's going to buy this because it's Pasakum. Because then the Gemara adds, but shalom b'fnei Yisrael. But the Jew who's doing this should not do it in front of other Jews. Why? Rashi, less Rashi in two. Shalom b'fnei Yisrael. Dichazi Yisrael, because if a Jew sees Yisrael chavri mazmin le'lo v'kochavim, the Jew sees the neighbor, the other Jew, selling this bread to a non-Jew. Then we are considering they buy it back from the goy. Why? Because he'll say, well, if the Jew sold the non-Jew, how did it end up in the non-Jew's hands? He bought it from a Jew. Good. So he bought it from a Jew. Then it's not a problem because I can buy it back from him. Okay, that's what it looks like. Okay, and I won't suspect that there's wine in here. Right, that's the problem. That's why the Gemara concludes that this kul of rubber is only shalom b'fnei Yisrael. Okay, shalom b'fnei Yisrael. I think everything's okay. So that's the sugya and the Avodah Zarah Samachem Beis. So getting to our issue, okay, this, what does it have to do with our question of you have a non-Jewish baker invites a Jew over to his house? So the Rashbo writes in the Bayis Aruch, Bayis Gimel Shar Zion 3, the likach mi bala bayis pas so palter, to buy pas palter. Okay, from a goy, or to take it, or to eat it, from a goy, who happened to be a baker, but it's in his balabai. Now he's a householder, regular balabai. Oh, likoch mi palter pas shel balabais. Or what about if this bread was baked by a non-Jew, and then the baker got hold of the baker sold it? So what's the point? What's the key point in time in terms of determining the status of this bread? What's the you know, at what point do we look at it and determine what is pas akum? That's what I was born. It's yesh ledaktik. in Nelech Bohen Bosom Mikora or Bosom Sof. Right? That's Rosh Bo's Chakira here, right? In other words, does it go by the time of the baking? Does that render the status paspalter or not paspalter, or by the time of the, you know, the Jew getting hold of it? When do we look at it? That's the question. Bosom Mikora, Bosom Sof. Mistabra, says the Rosh Bo, Delevosom Mikora is Lina Behula Haka Lahachman. Okay, either way, we're going to go by the time of the baking. Behilchach, therefore, says the Rashi, Paschal Palter, Shenimtes Biad Balabais Muteres Kedemikara. Okay, if it was rendered Pas Palter, meaning it was baked for commercial purposes, then that bread is now rendered Pas Palter, and even though it's now in the house of the Goyes of Balabais, it's Muter. On the other side, the flip side, Paschal Balabais, it was baked by a regular non-Jew, okay, and now the baker happens to have it, it's going to be also Kedemikara. The Rosh Bo says that's his opinion. That's the Ravid's opinion. From this Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Samech Hayam Beis, we just read. So he spells out the whole Gemara, and I don't have to read the whole Gemara. We saw it inside, but look at three lines in the bottom of source at the end of the line. Shamina mina, the chol hanenefa beheter, afa gav the zoven le nachri lo chashvinan le kipas shel goy. You see from this Gemara, what was the concern at the end that a Jew shouldn't see it? Okay, a Jew shouldn't see it because the Jew is going to conclude if he sees me sell this, he sees another Jew sells this bread to a non-Jew, he assumes he can buy it from the non-Jew. Why? Because it's not, and he's right, he could buy it from them, and it's not going to be a problem of pas akum. Over there, we're concerned because not just a pas akum problem. Okay, over there, we're concerned because the wine, it's a non-kosher ingredients. Okay, so therefore, you better do it shalom b'fnei Yisrael. Otherwise, if a Jew sees it, he will logically conclude that what? That this was bread baked by a Jew, and therefore it's okay, even though now it's in the hands of a palter akum. Evidently, says Rosh Bo, what do you see? It goes by the time that the bread was baked. Again, in that particular case, in the Gemara, we have a different concern. We have an additional concern of non-kosher ingredients. Okay, the ayin nesek got mixed into the wheat. Okay, and that's why you better do this whole trick, this whole kula b'rava is only shalom b'fnei Yisrael. But if it's b'fnei Yisrael, then it's going to be a problem, not because we are concerned the Jew's going to buy it. What do you mean? Isn't it pas akum? No, it's not pas akum, because the Jews saw that bread was baked by a goy. Even though in the hands of the akum now, it's in the hands of the palter akum now, it doesn't matter. Okay, it goes by when the bread was baked. That's the deal that the Rashbo makes from this sugya. Okay.
The response to the Rashbo would be that's clearly what this balabas is thinking. But the question is, are we choshed that a person thinks, meaning maybe a person thinks that as long as it was originally from a Jew and then I got it from the goy, then it'd be mutter. But really, the emes is not that way. The person was talking.
Okay, you're right. And we'll see in a moment that the Rao disagrees. Okay. But that's how Rashbo understood the sugya. That's his, I mean, he says, Yesh lo havi raya. He holds where he holds. He thinks the raya. You want to question the raya? Good. We could. Okay. But he says, Shamina mina, look at the words again, Shamina mina, the chol, the nefa, beheter, afal gad, the zavan anachi, lo chashin, kapashal doi. And he says, why? De lo gozu chasnus, ele bepas, hafuya, beisser, beyad goin. That's how he learns. Umina, the other side, the chol, senefa, beyad goin, balabayas, osir. You know, later on, it ends up in the hands of the palter. So that's how the Rosh Bo learns. And you look at very briefly in the Bayis HaKotzer, Bayis Gimel Shar Zayin, just says in 4, straight out. Ove Gilulim, Ove Kochavim, Shaloka Pas Shal Palter, Ove Kochavim, Muteris, Shaloh Hochel B'Isser Ze Achar Misha Pas B'Yodo Achshav El Misha Fo. Okay, it goes by the time of baking. That's what he says is the magic moment. Okay, the Ran also seems to say that way. Okay, the Ran on the Rif there in Avodah Zarah, to Yudalam and Aleph, is a Divra Maschal B'Yochanan, but the part that weren't in Yudalam and Beis in the page of the Rif in Avodah Zarah. It's 5. The Indian Paschal Palter should be out of Balabais, in Mutalokum Balabais, in Lav Nir, Medivar Arrived, the Shori. And he also brings that Raya from the Gemara, and then he apparently also learned that way. And at the end, the part that I printed there in 5, the last line of 5, Echein Hiski Marash Bozal, Afal Pishorisi Chalukim Alav. He thinks the Ran also agrees with Rosh Bo with the Rabbi, even though those who disagree, who disagrees? So in 6, I printed the Ra'or, the Berek HaBayis disagrees. Okay? So it's Lingan Pas Palter Biad Balabayis, or Pas Balabayis Biad Palter. Kosar Mechaber, the author of the Rosh Bo, and so on, he quotes him. And the fourth line, he writes, Vizu Kishgoga. It's a mistake. You can't compare these cases. Okay? Bring the Rabbi from this Gemara. It's not the same. Ein Domus Klal. Okay? So he says, Shatav Shalano, Heter Gomer, Let's remember this thing before you baked it, there was a whole issa to begin with in that case in Avodah Zarah. Maybe it was mixed with wine. Our case, all right, so Tav Shalonu, Heter Gomu, Vishu, Yefshar Le'osu, Yad Nochim. It was baked by a Jew, so now this is Mutter, it's not going to be Osu, we can handle the Goy. Okay? Avodah Palter, Din, Bishul, Vafiyos, V'chol Mokum, Kenochri Gomer. And so on. So there are all, you can read through it, there are all disagrees. And therefore, he concludes based on his understanding. Okay. Let's remember basically his point is, what's the whole concern here? The whole concern is Kiruv Das, right? There's going to be a relationship, a friendship, and so on. So says the Ra'or, basically, so what in the world is the difference? Who baked it's when it's being served, right? The whole Gzera to begin with was to prevent the social interaction and the setting of food and so on. So, okay. That's what it should go by. What's the difference? Who baked it the other day? That doesn't matter. Okay, that's how there are all looks at it. And he writes at the end, Hilchach, 2 lines at the bottom that I printed, the whole concern being Kiruv Das should go by when it's served, not how it's baked. And therefore he says, Hilchach pas balei batim, 2 lines, end of 6. Hilchach pas balei batim biad palter, noch mutter. Okay, because it was now in the hands of a baker. So I'm not going there for social reasons. I'm going to the bakery. Who do I care who baked it? Okay. And the flip side, upas palter biyodos lo balabai is also, okay. Velo ahod elim she mizmino palterly so our pitzah shel palter asurlo, okay. He says if the guy invited me over, he happens to be a baker by profession, he brings the stuff home from his bake shop, so it remains also, okay. So that's the position of the Ra'or, the machlokes rishonim. And whether you can bring a ride from that Gemara or not. In Shulchan Aruch, we find the following. So 7 here in Siv Gimel. This is all leading up to Siv Gimel. Shulchan Aruch writes, Yesh Misha Omer, Shim Palter, Hizmin Yisrael, Hari Pito Kipas Balabayez. That's the Ra'or. Okay. It's awesome, in other words. He said it's like Pas Balabayez. Despite the fact that the Rashbo and others seem to be more makel, the Shulchan Aruch, although it's interesting, he puts it in a language of they say yesh misha omer, you know, I mean it's yesh misha omer, but that's a Shulchan Aruch basically seems to accept the Ra'or. If you take a look at source 8, the Shach, the answer in your base, okay, says Kain Kazar Aruch Chaim Shem Ra'or Udiv Ra'or Ukidiv Ra'or also Mavur Dahanu Shitosu Rosin and Bostik Losu Rak Bostik Dahashto. He holds doesn't go by when the food was created, but rather right now. Okay, however. Well, other poskim disagree. He quotes those who disagree. Okay, and he quotes that Tzvashbor writes and so on. So he says a machlokas. And but all right, the mechaber seems to follow the Yesh Misha Omer seems to follow the Ra'or. The Shach points out a little bit of a steer because we'll see shortly, a little later, shortly in the shir. Well, if he's a kosher, the mechaber is really common tziv zayin. The boss of chiloso is linen. The Shach points out that in tziv zayin, and you can if you want to jump ahead. You can look at it on a few pages later, number 42. Okay. It's Arsim and Kufir Beis and Siv Zion. We'll jump ahead. Pas Balabayas Asur La Olam Afilu Kana Palta Mimenu. Okay. Even if it ends up in the hands of the baker and the baker is selling it for commercial purposes, it was baked by a Balabayas. Here, he says the other way. So it's a steer because here he quotes the view that it's the view of the Ra'or. And it goes by the presentation and not the time of the baking. So therefore, Palter, Shehizmin Yisrael, it's like Pas Balabayas, and Siv Zayin, he says the other way. So that's what Shach says. V'fizeh kosher, 2 lines in the bottom 8. V'amachaber sila kamot Siv Zayin, debos tichlosot zin, v'heh kosher kan dinzeh. V'ulai l'chach kosher v'shein yim yesh misha omer. Maybe that's why the language of the Mechaber here in Siv Gimel, in verse 7, yesh misha omer, it's called achumra, yesh misha omer. Okay. Oh, Efshar the Tzvila maybe the Tzvila said Tzvila Misvaroso Lechalek the Mazmino Etzlo Goratve. The word here is not just he gives him bread; it's Mazmino. Maybe it's the Hazmona. You know, when you invite him over, that really is a social thing, as opposed to giving him a piece or leaving him by some other type of way to get it to him. But maybe the Hazmino. So then we have to be more machmir. So anyway, that's the Shach. And the Nekudas HaKesef, okay, mentions as well, the Nekudas HaKesef on the Shach, in Sikwat Nalev, in Nekudas HaKesef, the Fizek Koshom Chav, etc., Veli Nirad Shani Hocha, Kevinshi Hizmin Palter, as Yisrael, Gilo Milsva Alma Shosola Atzmo. You know, that shows, the fact that the Yavarim showed it really wasn't Pas Palter. Okay, and that's why. All right, that's why he quotes it that way. Anyway, that's the that's Siv Gimel. Okay, now so the Siv Dalid is a again all these Sifim are just building off of the main Klolan that we discussed the last couple of days. So Siv Dalid, so much for Siv Gimel. Siv Dalid is talking about a situation. So we said many there's a Chumrah. You shouldn't rely on paspalter if Jewish baked bread is just as easily available. All right. The question that the Rashba deals with is what happens? You had the paspalter and the only baker in town was a non-Jew. And then one fine day, a Jew moved in and he went into the bakery business. And now you do have pas yisrael available. So now what? So the Rashba the Ra'or in the Berek HaBayis, over there by Gimel Shaar Zayin, continues, he says, Upito shel palter, hu atzmo mishtana. He says, bread baked by a baker can change its halachic status. Okay, shimigia l'shom palter yisoh, arei usu pas patzmo. Shohoyo muter kodem l'chein, achshav, kishigia shom palter yisoh, neser. Okay, and ukishakala pito shi yisroel, chazav huter. It's an unusual din. Okay, the status of the food will switch depending upon circumstances. In other words, it was, the guy's bread was the only bread in town, then it was mutter. Then a Jew moved in, but then the Jew ran out, okay, or whatever. He moved away, then it becomes mutter again, okay? But that's the din. That's what the Ra'or writes, and that's how he passed in here in Siv Dalet. Look at 11. Here in Siv Kufi Beis Siv Dalet. Mokom she'ein palter Yisrael motzoi, l'das ha-machmirin likach pas palter ovi kochavim. Those who are, not machmirin, it's matirin. Those who are lenient, to take bread from a goy, the pas palter in that case. Im higia shom palter Yisrael, hari pas palter become asura, ad sheyim kor palter Yisrael pito. The bread becomes asur until the Jewish baker sells what he had. Then afterwards it goes back and becomes kosher again. Unusual din, but that's how the mechaber paskins. Okay, like this Berek HaBayis. Again, if he doesn't have it, okay, then you can't say he can't buy the pas palter from a goy if the Jew doesn't have any stuff. Okay, that's a different story. Yeah, there's some discussion in the Shach. I don't want to make a big deal about it. The Shach writes the Yud Gimel, okay, ladas hamatirin. That's language on ladas hamatirin likach mipalter of kavim likach. Okay, sounds like even the chatchila, those who are mekel. That's what we said before from the Ramah, right? So why do you phrase it that way? So the Shach is called Yud Gimel says, because what happens if I already bought it? I bought the pas palter from a goy, and then I bought a couple of weeks' worth of stuff. Okay, now meanwhile, the Jewish baker walked in, moved into town, opened up his bakery. So that's what the Shach writes. I'm in Loko Kvar HaYisrael, with Heter. Then low cost of the also near the shore. That's going to be mutter. It's not the bread that I have in my house I already bought. Now we're going to say it becomes no good because there's a pas yisrael in town. That the Shach doesn't want to say. Okay. That's in Sukkot and Yud Gimel. I just jumped down for a second in the Kudus HaKesef on that Shach. Okay. He writes, bothered by the word likach. L'das ha-matirin likach. He says, some have that the language should be the word lokach, the komats. Okay. What's the difference? Uperushim lokach means b'diavad. Lokach pas mi palter over kochavim. Okay, that's when the situation is, in lokach. It's only b'diavad in lokach. But the Shach himself thinks it's not right. He thinks the word is likach. Okay, and it's going according to the matirin who allow you to buy it. In other words, it's not just a b'diavad. Okay, once you're allowed to buy it, then it remains b'hetero. It's not just a b'diavad if you bought. Okay, once you're allowed to, it remains b'hetero. Okay, it's not just to be the evidence. It's a question of likach halakach. Okay, not like a big deal, but that's what the Shach talks about. If you look at Sikrat Nidalad, he points out it's an obvious point. All right, this whole ruling of the Mechaber that if a Jewish baker moves into town, then you have to buy from the Jewish baker and not from the palter. The points out the Shach. That's the Mechaber himself holds. Right, but now we had back in Siv Beis that there are the Mekel anyway, even though there is a Palter Yisrael around, right? The Kuladik opinion that we've shown him. And again, we had lined up all the Shitas yesterday. But according to the lenient opinion, then there's a Pshita. Obviously, it's Mutter. You don't have to go, then of course it's Mutter. All right, even if the guy, if the Jew moved into town. Okay, so that is Siv Gimel. Siv Dalad. goes on and talks about the flavor. Let's say the goy's bread tastes better. All right. So this is based on that Yerushalmi Avodah Zarah. We saw it yesterday. Perek Beis, Halacha Ches, okay, 14. Different opinions as to regarding the whole paspalter. Elakeni Moko, the rule is it's correct. Keni to Mokom she'ein pasiso mitzuya. The dinu should take pas nochem asura im amu alavi tirua. They never matter it. Mipnei chaya nefesh, because bread, you know, again, is a staple of life. You need it. Rabbonin the kisim Hashem of Yaakov bar achol kedivrei misha umater but it will bad min a palter. Also, only matter even in that case, even if there's no other bread available, only matter if it's on palter. Again, for commercial distribution, not for a personal. Below Abdin Kana, people don't. So again, a different opinions of Rishalmi we spoke about. The Rishalmi, the Pnei Moshe, there in Perek Beis Halacha Ches, explains 15. The high in the time of a pas, he tirum nechaya nefesh. Okay? Because again, it's necessary. And he brings other places where we have a similar type of din. Okay? Good. But when it says below Abdi Kana, look at the last Pnei Moshe on the bottom of the page here in 15. Lo nog came to nog and have to off the pass balabais, but many people might make it all together. And again, that goes back to the whole discussion we had the other day. So, how do we paskin? So the Rish Bo, the bais arch bais gimel shar zayin paskin. Umi sheyesh biado pas, o sheyesh palter yiswell. The yesh palter goy as a pas yofem imenu. Okay, what if the flavor is better? That's what we bring up over here. If he likes the flavor better, all right. Does that matter? So the Rashbo writes, "Oh, it's a different type of bread. The Jewish baker makes only basic white bread, and he has onion bread, well, onion rolls, whatever. The guy has other things. You want better? You like better? Or you want to buy? Then mutter liknos mi palter goy. The came and shuchel legamer huter kol hecha the leka pas palter Yisrael kamohu. Keyword the Rashbo there in the second line. The Bais Harach is kamohu." Okay, it has to be that the Jew had the exact same bread available from a non-Jewish baker as the Jewish baker has the exact same bread available. So then you should buy from the Jewish baker. But if there's a difference in the quality, with a different type of bread, you know, it's pumpernickel, it's based on what else. Okay, so then that's different. The cave that was anochi also paspalt is emne chashivus meino, where is that pasta chukolo? For you, it's like you don't have it. You don't have what you want. You're going to buy an inferior quality bread or the type of bread you don't like. And now you don't have to do it. The Bais Kotzer again, briefly, Bais Gimel Shar Zayin, 17. Ha'asham paltel mocher pas kamohu, then it's usher. Lo ha'ya pas paltel, he's all kipas paltel, we're going to come, lo kef, we pas paltel, we'll come, she'ar v'lo yosi, you like it better. Okay, so that is a mitigating factor. The Ran, on the Riff again, Yadalam and Aleph is the Dibra Masa V'yochanam, but the part we want is on Yadalam and Beis, the page of the Riff, the Inyan. Okay, he quotes, pas, mishi, shal pas, he has bread and so on. Anyway, he also talks about that we can be makel if the pas palter is noya himenu, better quality bread. And that doesn't really look like that in the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi didn't bring up that chiluk. In fact, the tour here in Simchut Yud Beis quotes the Rashbo, okay, the chos of Rashbo, affiliation palter, imein pas palter, okay, pas palter, not as tasty. You can get the goy's bread because it tastes better. The ain nira came like Rishalmi. The Torah points out it's not like Rishalmi. Shalo hita el makum she ain palti so amot. You look back in the Rishalmi, okay, in Avodah Zarah Perek Beis Halacha Ches 14. It seems to be only when there's no pasi so available. There's no pasi so available. That's the Rishalmi. I didn't quote the whole thing. We helped quote it yesterday. Okay, the only there's no pasi so available. Okay, avolim motzui. But if it is available, you just don't like it as much. Tough luck. Then lo hita. So that's a question. That's how the Torah says, you know, that the Rashbo seems to be against the Yerushalmi. Ari Paskin, so if you look in the Shulchan Aruch again, here in Sipei, 20, Yeish Omrim, Shemi Sheyesh Biyado Pas, O Sheyesh Palto Yisrael, Yeish Palto Kham, O Se Yofe, O Se Pas Yofe, Mimenu, O Mimin Acher, Shein Biyado Shul Palto Yisrael, Mutter, Liknos Mi Palto, O Kham, Shenogu, Heter, Bepas Shul Palto, okay, the place where, you know, we're making on it, the cave and the diet and nochi also pass palter zem they chashivus sabein avarizu kapas to chukalo. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rashbo, in spite of the tourist objection, it doesn't seem to be stem exactly with Yerushalmi. Okay, that's Siv Hey. Siv Vav. It was a whole interesting discussion which will probably take us the rest of the year. Okay, a whole interesting discussion about other items. Here we're talking about plain bread, regular bread, no flour, water. What happens if the bread is, we'll talk first, is glazed bread, okay? And what happens with other categories of pasta, like pasta boba kisnim, cakes, cookies, crackers, okay? What about bagels? All right, so this is this is an interesting question. All right, in other words, here, what are we defining as bread for the purpose of pasakum? Does it apply to rugelach or to cake or to things along those lines? All right, so and how do we determine it? Is it bread? Is it not bread? Does it match the dinim of hamotzi? Does it matter if you're koveya suda? Does it match the dinim of harshas challah? So again, we're just going to touch on these issues, but these are important questions as well for the chumra of pasakum. Or the din of pasakum applicability. Compounding the problem is that you could conceive of a situation where maybe itaka wouldn't be a problem pasakum, or even if it is, we have leniencies with pasakum, but there may be a bishalakum problem. Okay, and then that's a very important point. Bishalakum and pasakum don't necessarily match. Not only don't necessarily, they don't match. Okay, and they don't match at all. Okay, the fact is that, for example, pasakum, we have leniencies, you know, that they won't have by Bishalakum. On the other hand, Bishalakum, it has to be royal alos and shulchan malachim, which you don't have by pasakum. So, you know, each din has, the rules are not identical, is my point. Okay. So, it's an interesting question. So that's his brother. Just I forgot to mention before in the previous sif, and say, hey, again, they don't mention about an expense. You know, does that make a difference, the price? But it should. Why? As if your personal preference makes a difference, the price should also make a difference. It would seem that, at least arguably, that if the pasisol is much more expensive, then that's like a case where the paspalter is better quality, it seems to me. Okay, but getting back to this issue now of bread with other ingredients. So there's a din of the Gemara, of Azar again, earlier in the Masechta Lamed Ches Amud Beis 21. Amar of Asya Marab. Dogim ktanim meluchim, small salty fish, or herring, a small salty fish. Now, one of the rules of pasakum, bishalakum, is, as Rashi points out in 22, there in Avodah Zarah, Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, Asam Meluchim, Rashi is necholin kemos shein machmos milchim, because they're salty, they don't have to be cooked. The gzera of bishalakum, we'll talk about Bez Hashem next week after the Yantav, but the gzera of bishalakum is only when the food needs to be cooked. You couldn't eat it raw. Certain things you can't eat raw. So then the Xera Bishalakum applies. If somebody could eat just as well raw, there's no Xera. Someone sent me a thing of the housekeeper can make toast. You can eat the bread without it being toasted. So it's not subject to Bishalakum. Might be a different, not possible, but a Bishalakum question. Or for your vegetables, certain vegetables you can't eat raw. You can't eat the raw potatoes. Okay, we don't eat potatoes raw. But we eat carrots raw, right? So again, that's we'll talk about it when we come to Bishalakum. That plays a role here. So this Gemara is talking about this type of fish, which, as Rashi says, nechlan kamoshein. They're eaten without being cooked. So that says the Gemara, Amar Rasi Amarav, dogim tanam aluchim, ein bohem mishum bishulei of de kochavim. There is no problem of Bishalakum there for that reason. Good. Amar Yosef, in solan of de kochavim. So if a guy roasted and cooked, then he can use it for Erev Tavshilim. All right, that's it, because it has to be a cooked item. You don't need a raw item for Erev Tavshilim. Not my topic now. Okay? But now, V'i avdino ovechavim kasu d'harsino, okay, which means you, as Rashi explains, kasu d'harsino, tigain, you fried up these fish, the murias shuman dogin im kemach, with flour, and they breaded fish, okay? So then, osur. Then it's osur. Someone says, what do you mean, pshita? I said, no, ma, the same harsana ikar. The ikar is the fish. Kamashalam kimcha ikar. Okay? The kemach is the ikar. And as Rashi explains, the flour is not eaten raw. That's got to be cooked. So therefore, it's subject to the yisurim. In this gemara, it's a bishalakam issue. Look at the last Rashi. Kamashalam kimcha ikar in 22. V'yeish po mishum bishulav kochav mishak kemach eno nechokai. That's the issue. The fish could be eaten, you know, by itself without having cooked it. But once you mix it with flour, okay, the flour is not eaten raw. So then the whole item is considered subject to bishalakum. That's the sugya over there. All right. So Tosas on that Gemara, on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph in Avodah Zarah, Dibur Masel Kamash on Kim Chikar, Mikan Hayar Ben Atam Matir, certain types of foods, Kunish V'Ibli Ovili Shal Ovi Kochavim, La'osam She'ein Nizharim Ripas Shal Ovi Kochavim. Those who are not miser in the problem of pasakum, he would be makel on these things, and these also had stuff in it, eggs, other things in it. Apparently, these are some type of baked goods that's mixed with eggs and so on, perhaps glazed, okay, glazed with stuff, okay, like sometimes you want to have a shine over the challah, whatever, so you put egg, and that's you look at water challah as opposed to egg challah, you have egg, you know, it's a glaze or a shine to it and so on. When the tam was matir, for those who are not worried about pasakum, the lamay nechush, what's the concern? The second line of Tosi. Imishum dam beitzim, ro beitzim shon, ein bohem dam. Imishum beitzim of tamah, hara enem tzu minenum. Imishum bishul of the kohavim, kim chayikar, mahavi kim pas. Okay, he's extrapolating this Gemara. The Gemara says that the kemach, the flower, is always the ikar. So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and source 21 wasn't talking about pasakum, it was talking about bishalakum, and it said it's subject to the problem of bishalakum because the flower can't be eaten by itself, can't be raw. Okay, it has to be cooked. But what the Tosis jumps in here is that it really will take on the din of pas. Apparently, it's not a problem, you know, of bishalakum, the way Tosis says, in this particular type of dish he was talking, the type of food he was talking about. But the kimcha ikar makes it into pas. And therefore, those who make on pasakum, you make on these types of things also. All right? And similarly, again, so Tosis says that Tosis Avodah Zarah, again, is not talking about pasakum per se. He's talking, it's not a problem of bishalakum. That's what emerges. It's not a problem of bishalakum, okay, because it has the status of pas. Is it a problem of pasakum? So Tosis and Beitza, Tezayim and Beis, the last one, Kamashalon, 24, Bikanon Somchim, Likach Menarachim, Pas, Hanilos Menarbeitzim, Shekorin, Kondvish, Ruhlish, all these different types of dishes, the Mainechash, Imishum Pas, Atzmai, Tirach HaChomim, Imishum Beitza, Shoshokum, Bohamin, and Kimcha Iker. Right, so Tosis says, not going to be a problem of Pas, Akum, either, because we're making on it. All right? And so what comes from here is that even though it has some sort of a glaze or some type of other ingredients, but the pas is the ikar. The only thing is that Tosis in Chulin, on the Samach Dalad Amud Aleph, okay, Tosis in Chulin seem to say, he quotes, and it looks like a little bit of steer in our bit of time, although maybe talking like different types of foods. Simon and Lav Dar Isaac, Chulin Samach Dalad Beis, 25. He mentions other foods, and one of them seems to be the exact same one. That Tosus and Rozar and Cheshvanav in 23 and in Beitza are similar to the one in Beitza, not exactly spelled the same way, but these are non-Jewish words, you know, so they're spelled differently. So I'm not sure he's acid because of the problem of Bishalakum. All right, he said Afagav the Amrisham the Pas Dinu of Itiru. Now you wonder what do you mean? What's the problem? The Pas Akum when the decree was removed. Shani Hachash in Loshim and Beitza. No, but they were cooked with eggs. Okay. And that's going to be a problem of shlokos, right? And again, when Tosis reminds us, we already talked about this the other day, but the two gzeres didn't appear simultaneously, two different gzeres. Okay, gzera pas was the yurches dober, and gzera the shlokos was much earlier. Okay, according to Tosis, we had another sheet of Rishon in the round who said the other way. That was a later gzera, whichever way it was. The point is that two different things, and that's what I mentioned, two different points. The bottom line with emerges from Tosis is that you can have something which has a problem of Pasakum and Bishalakum, different parts of the food, can have different, different subject, different status. That's the question. Now, what comes here is, look at the second line of the next page. We call Mokom Isa Shinilosha Bebeitzim, Ein Lesser Mishum de Kimcha Iker. He says, bread which was kneaded with eggs, egg challah, okay, that's not a problem of Pasakum. Not a problem of bishalakum, because even though the eggs is subject, as I just said, the different ingredients, lechor, would be subject to different dinim, but here you have to look at what's the main thing, and after all, we make hamotzi, kevim de morchan ha-motzi ha-haretz, but asom chanal hepta yusham, we depas, and why, is it a pasakum problem? No, because we're make on pasakum. We wouldn't be make on bishalakum here, okay, but it's not a problem of bishalakum, because the chal is dikr, not the, you know, the bread is dikr, make hamotzi, and we're not worried about the ingredients in it. So this is the it quotes that Gemara that we just saw and the Flamel Ches about the Kasa Nahas, the fish and so on. All right. However, he says, it makes a distinction in the end of Tosis, Umitam Zeh, 2 lines on the bottom, Ein Lahatir Isa Shal Pashtida, we had the word Pashtida before, sometime about Kugel or pie, okay. Sha'afu Avicham Shashamnunis Hu Be'en Ala Isa. He's making a chilek, Tosis making a chilek. It could have the status of pas akum as opposed to bishal akum if the egg or whatever the other ingredients are intermingled, are mixed in the dough, okay, as opposed to as a topping. That's what Tosa seems to be saying. is a pashtido v'chom shashamnus who be'en al isur gam chazu nesim shu b'shul v'chavim lo domi al isur sheni lo shah be'beitzim. Okay, shah be'beitzim is batul mechila v'chom nesim v'olam. Here you took stuff which was subject to bishul akmi and put on top of bread as a topping of some sort. I don't know exactly how to do it, but you can get these types of breads now, challahs, which have all kinds of other stuff on top and so on. I don't know if they add it afterwards, but that's the issue. Okay, so bottom line is some things are subject to basakum, some things are subject to bishulakum. If we're operating like the Rishonim, the Ashkenazic Rishonim, like whom the Ramo Paskins, Tos, and so on, that were Makel and Pasakum, at least under numerous circumstances, so then something which may have other ingredients which are subject to bishulakum, but the Pas takes over as the Iker Dover, and therefore this glazed bread is going to be not a problem. Again, if we're Makel on Pasakum. Okay, so the bread could be Pasakum, but and the glaze is bishulakum. So therefore, he says Yesh Lahoka, but not when you have Be'en on top. Okay, when it makes a chilek between when it's mixed with, the dough is kneaded with the other ingredients, the potential bishalakam ingredients, and when it's, you know, it's two separate entities, so to speak. The Rosh, Avodah Zarah Perek based on Choftes, quotes in the same discussion, okay, and he says, quotes the same Rabbeinu Tam, the Misha Einizim Rapashim Lakom, Yoch Alecho Min Alecham Shalakom Shani Loshim Bebeitzim. You're allowed to eat, even though it was kneaded with eggs. But like Tosa said, the Rosh said the same thing. So kneaded, it becomes one entity. And the mishum bishul ha'chav mishul beitzim leka the kimchei yikra. We're not worried about bishul ha'chav with the eggs. Eggs were not eaten raw, generally. Okay, so we'll be subject to bishul ha'chav. But since it's mixed in with the dough, it's not a problem. So that's how the Rosh rules as well. Okay, and he's not worried about dam beitzim and other things as well. So anything which has the halachic status of bread is subject to the dinim of pasakum, and hence to the coolness of pasakum when they would apply. The Rosh also, talks about a different. He talks about the chashivas of the bread, and the tshuva kal yitesim chafala. But anyway, that's the ruling of the Rosh. Okay, that anything has a status of bread is subject to the rules of pasakum. The other food is subject to the rules of bishalakum. It's worth noting that the Rashba does not seem to accept this chiluk between whether it was kneaded with the other ingredient or the other ingredient was stam on top. Take a look in the Bias Aruch Bias Gimel Shar Zion 28. Shamin v'hocha the chol hecha the me'arev dvarim she'ein bohem bishul anochem nispashli denochem holkan akro achar ikro shel tavshil. In ikro shel tavshil she'esh bohem bishul anochem aser in ikro midav she'ein bishul anochem mutter la'olam. Okay, mutter la'olam anichas atfeila v'holkan achar ikro. Fichach kosav harav balatshuma b'shem Rabbeinu Yitzchak she'os like we saw before quoting from Rabbeinu Tam. Shosun Ovlish, whatever that dish was, Shonachim, Shema Arvin Bohem Beitzim, Bimokum Shonachim, Lecho Pashonachim, Mutera Shah Beitzim, Tela Hemapas. So far, so good. That, and there he's talking about Shema Arvin. Arvin sounds like Nilosh, it was mixed in. However, if you look in the Baisa Kotzer, the same place by Gimel Shar Zion, so first he says in 29, Dorba Nechok Moshuchai, Shiz Arvin Dorba Shah, Nechok Moshuchai, right? That same question, what if you have a bishalakam problem with two different ingredients? Okay, and then that's how this comes up in bishalakam, right? Here we're talking about one entity is a pasakam, potential pasakam problem. The other is a potential bishalakam. The other ingredient presents a possible bishalakam problem. So we go by the ikar is the pas. So if we're makel by pasakam, we can makel this too, even though the eggs, like in this case, the put in for the flavoring or for the glaze or whatever is subject to bishalakum, but it's tofel to the bread and the challah, and therefore it's if you're makel on pasakum, makel on this too, despite the fact that the bishalakum problem would still be intact. Okay, but even within bishalakum, as we'll see, what if I have two ingredients, but one of them is something that can be eaten raw? Okay, like we said before, the gzera bishalakum does not apply to something that can be eaten raw. All right, but what if I have some ingredients? Some of the ingredients can be eaten raw. So again, same issue, how you determine what the item. You look at the ikar, that's what the Rashba writes in the Bais HaKotzer in 29, end of the first line. Roin, as ikar ha-tavshil, in advarim sheish by mishum shum al-alqam, is also ikar advarim sheish by mishum al-alqam, is a mutter, same thing. Lo'olo hochan achar ikar, and so on. Okay, at the end, he writes, the osan lechamin, a line and a half from the bottom of 29. These breads, Shaosin b'tavlin v'tochim pineihem b'beitzim. That's not what he said in the Bais Aruch. There he said ma'arvin. It sounds like the other Rishonim Tosfos, the Rosh mentioned nilosh was needed. The Rashba seems even to be makel if tochim sounds like you put it on top. K'tochim pineihem b'beitzim l'noi, you know, for decorative purposes. Harei elam utarin Shalachomim Iker Behemu Tom Shalach my Paltrain, Ubeitza Shalayim Tvela Hilahim. The glaze, the egg was put on just for shine, you know, it looks for marketing purposes or whatever. You know, just for the item looks nice to eat and so on and so forth. They put this egg on, they kind of baste it with eggs, so it looks nice. Says the Rashba, that's also, so it doesn't matter, it doesn't have to be kneaded, is the point. It doesn't have to be that it's mixed in at the original time of the preparation, even if you put it on afterwards. That already weren't so sure that the toast and the rush looked, maybe they didn't hold that way. But the Shulchan Aruch here now, finally, it's Sivav, right? Sivav 30. B'mokum shenogu heter pashal pater, afilu hu nilosh b'beitzim, o shebeitzim tochen aponim. So the Mechaber holds like this cooler Rashba, that applies whether it's niloshin or tochen. Mutar aval infanda shofar kam asolechom and pas shalom, another type of dish. And the Rashmura, the Ramura writes, like the other Rishonim we saw, Hagoah, v'yesh osin b'pasher beitzim tochen upon him, v'yishen b'en v'einan b'teilin l'gabe ha'pas. So again, that's the Macholkes in the Rishonim we saw. Macholkes Mechavim had a paskin, more is Machir, okay? V'yesh 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 v'yesh. Okay, so the Bira Groa writes in Kotnya Gimel, Infanda Sham Shamnun is Be'en. Okay, so that now, what do you mean? I thought the Mechaber, you know, said that, in other words, I thought the Mechaber said that it doesn't make a difference, that we're making it either way. But we could make, based on its Groa, the Groa may hold that, it, Groa seems to hold that even the Mechaber says if it's Mamish Be'en Olav, okay, then it's different. Okay, so there's really three stages. It's part of the kneading, or it was, that's the in Nivla. It's let's say eggs. Okay, it's not be'en. The egg, the glaze, you know, it's not be'en on the top. Okay, it's not kneaded with it. It wasn't kneaded with a cake. Okay, it wasn't kneaded with it, but it was also wasn't, you know, it was not be'en on the top. So it's kind of like he says, even the Mechaber will agree, who accepts the cool of the Rashba, that it doesn't matter whether Niloshim or Tochim, whether it was needed or it was just on top, but not if it's Be'en. On top means it's kind of absorbed into it. That's what emerges from that Bir Agro. Okay? But now let's look for a little bit in this part of the discussion. What is the story with cookies, cakes, crackers, and so on? Okay? They also might be included in the Gzera of Pasakum. And again, or it might be a Bishul Akum. And again, makes a difference. There are advantages and disadvantages to both. Okay, Aina Olav Shulchan Arachim is, you know, that has to be worthy of being served at a banquet, the state dinner, and so on and so forth. That's got nothing to do with Pasakum. Okay, that Pasakum we also anyway. Bishalakum won't. On the other hand, you know, Paspalter, the fact that it's baked, you know, for commercial purposes doesn't help by Bishalakum, or prepared for commercial purposes doesn't help by Bishalakum. It helps by Pasakum. All right, so there's a toast in Beitza 32. Beitza Tezayim and Beitza Malchus Kamash Volon. It's a continuation of the same Tosas that we saw at the beginning of back in 24. Okay. Tosas continues. Tosas really said this seems to be Machokas. Okay. Osa Nailosh Midalo Mivarchan Lai Brichas Amotzi Yeshbo Mishum Bishule Nochrin. So first, Tosas says that the Xer of Pas Akum is only applicable to bread, Pasakum, is only applicable to bread on which you'd make hamotzi. Okay? Otherwise, it's subject to Bishul Nachum, but not to Pasakum. That's what the that's what he says. Otherwise, it's going to be, so therefore, cake, cookies, crackers, and so on and so forth, things you don't make hamotzi on, Pasabo, Bikisnin, and these types of things you don't make hamotzi on. So there, the first day in Tosis is that's not going to be a Pasakum, it's going to be a Bishul Akum problem. Okay, and therefore, you know, you have to look at the case. Umiu Omar Berber and Chiel, the Ein Bohem Bishul Nachrim. No, even those cases not going to be Bishul Nachrim. Kevan the Derech Afias Pas of Elohu. Okay, he says it goes by. The Berber and Chiel says that cookies, cake, these kind of things are subject to the rules of Pasakum because the Derech Afias Pas, they're prepared like bread. Okay, they're baked like bread is baked. Okay. And not only that, but if you eat enough of a shear, it's not our topic now, but there's a Shulchan Aruch, if you want to look it up, I printed part of it later, but it's in Siman Orach Chaim from Kuf Samach Ches, that you make hamotzi on cakes, cookies, crackers, and what we call pasa baba kisten. There's three different definitions of pasa baba kisten. You know, either it means like a flatbread, you know, crackers, or it means something which has stuff kneaded into it, like a cake, sugar, nothing kneaded into, baked into it, or it's nothing baked into the actual dough, but it's stuffed like a hamantash or pie, things along those lines. Anyway, the din is in Norachim. I should have printed it. Kuf Samaches Siv Zayin. That you make kamotzi on cakes, cookies, crackers, these possible kisten, if you are kovei sud on them. Okay, so that's really. But so they are potentially hamotzi foods. All right, so that's what Nechil is pointing out. The Rav explained once that really hamotzi is a bracha that's on a meal, and not on bread. Okay, we recite on bread because traditionally bread was the centerpiece of the meal. Everything that was bol alafis zapas, right? The bread was the centerpiece of the meal. But ultimately, hamotzi, the Rav said, it's a chakir, is not din in bread as much as it is a din of of establishing a meal, of having the centerpiece of your meal. And in that sense, possible with kisnin, if you ate enough of it, if you're kovei suda, then you also would define it as bread. Okay, that's the Rav. Anyway, bottom line is that it appears in this that possible kisnin is subject to the Dir of Pasakum. All right, and we turn now, that's what the conversion tells us. We'll take a look now in Sivvav, continuing in Sivvav. Just a moment. Yeah, there are more. We read the Mechaber. Okay, the Ramah continues after talking about Nilosh and Tochen and so on. Ramah adds Va'osan Nilus Shakarin Kichlach. Okay, Kichl, no Kichl, right? No, it's for sugar. Omina Mesika Shakarin Lekach. Hein Bichlal Pas. Okay, the Ramah writes that like this Rabbi Yechiel, right? This Bichlal Pas. Umokum Shanog and Heter Pas of the Kabbim Gam Hemutarn. You have kichel or lekach that are made, this type of croissants or whatever else that are baked by a non-Jew. It's mutter because it's if you make on pas hakum. But lo amin sheish ba mishum b'shul hakum. Yesh minu shakarin kichel shovel nasa al barzel moshum al barzel b'shas al michele b'chazir. Okay, v'osan yesh l'zor l'osan. Sometimes they would bake it on non-kosher ingredients on the pan or on the, that's obviously it's a different thing. Okay, but anyway, that's what the Ramah. So the Ramah is mekel. And he says that the pasah b'kisnin, Mekel was saying the pasah b'kisnin is subject to pasakum. Okay, we treat it as bread. Okay, however, the shach, as you call it in Yurches, says it depends. Shakon kichlov dafka shabli loson ova. Okay, this is the shach limits this kula to pasah b'kisnin is baked with bilosan ova, a thick batter. Okay, a blila ova, like cookies, usually a thicker type of batter when you bake cookies. Think about baking cookies. Okay, cakes usually a very thin batter. You stir it and it's liquidy, and then you put it in and it bakes. So that's the distinction that has to do with our Afroshes Chala. Many dinim blila ava, blila raka. Okay, a blila ava, a thick type of batter. Again, that's cookies. All right, but the thin batter, blila raka, is different. So the Shach says that the qualifying something as pasakum. If you have a thick batter. The kula that we're not going to dafka shulos and avo is only when it's a thick batter. Then I'm not the kula. Yeah, well, the potential kula. Okay, that potential kula because only pasakum and people are making pasakum. So the that potential kula applies only dafka shulos and avo. Okay, thick batter. All right, but a loose batter blila raka, then there'll be a problem. Then there would be a problem because that's not called pas, and therefore it'll be a bishulakum problem. You follow? Again, if it's a thick batter, so then that's like bread, and that's going to be a pasakum. So if you have a kulam pasakum, because we're not nizer in it, so then you're okay. But the blila raka, a thinner type of batter, like most cakes, okay, a thin batter, that's not going to be qualify as pas. It's going to be, other problem, bishlakum. Okay? And really, this shach the shach disagreed with Ramah. The Ramah was, was making kind of all the way, didn't make that chiluk. But this may be a result of that maklokas back in that Tosin Beitz in 32, the first between the Tosin and the Menachil. Okay. But to follow the first reason, okay, that it's got to be like bread, that's the first thing Tosin says, okay. Came to explain it, Menachil, came to the Derech Afias Pas. Then you could argue that it has to be like derech afias pas, which is with a thicker type of batter. Okay, but if you say that it's an issue of hamotzi, right, that's the second explanation of Nuchil. Oh, so then even cakes, even the other things, even there's no difference in blila ava and blila raka with regards to eating that amount. So that's that is the shach. Now, nonetheless, there are many who disagree with the Shach. Okay, many disagree with the Shach. Okay, moment. Okay, I quoted the Aruch HaShulchan. Okay, the Aruch HaShulchan. I mean, again, many will disagree with that Shach. All right, I mean, the Chayyadim agrees and the Chachamim others disagree. Okay, and some say that Passover kiss is always a Pasakon, not a Bishul Akon issue. I think that's probably the more majority opinion. We don't make the chiluk that the Shach made. As far as other things are concerned, that was the look. Just I want to finish up. I know I started, but I want to get a little further to finish at least this sieve. You know, what about things like bagels, donuts, sufganiyot, you know, these kinds of things? Where do they fit into the mix? All right, so the Aruch HaShulchan, this is timely for Shavuot, since we're holding by Shavuot in 2 days. So take a look here in Aruch HaShulchan, Siv Kaf Aleph. Okay, he comments on the Rabbah and Siv Vav, and towards the Lekach and the Kichels and these types of things we mentioned. He has the Chumrah of the Shach. Okay, but look towards the end. Okay, he writes this distinction: Im Osin Blius Haraka Kemo Fine Kochen O Blintzes. End of Siv Kaf Aleph. The Aruch HaShulchan mentions blintzes. Blintzes also made bread. Now, it's dough, right? It's dough, and you roll it up, and you put the cheese or the potato or the blueberries or whatever you make your blintzes out of. Okay, that he calls a bishul and not a fiyak. That's bli l'raka. He says holding like this shach. Okay, all right. But you know, that's the Aruch HaShulchan. I remember my mother she used to make blintzes for Shavuos. I remember her Shavuos. She actually bought white bread, regular packaged white bread, and cut the crusts off. So you just had the bread, and then she took a rolling thing and smoothed it down, and then she put whatever stuffing was inside. So that would lechora be considered pascha. It started out as bread, but if it started out as flour, it wouldn't be like that. Anyway, So the Sif Lamed Aleph, I just quoted the second part of 35. Kevin Zibar, there were pas harbe kilo chomim, the chaim, the low chaim, the bishulim. There are many coolers in pasakum, not by bishulakum. Okay. He says, again, he talks about the blila ava, the blila raka, it has honey and oil, different things in them. And so on. He says certain things. Look at the end. That's why I mentioned the Sif Lamed Aleph. But Elo Ha'agulim Shekarim Bagel. Af Sheven Safiya Nosim Nosim Rosim Komoku Lechem Gomor Yishal Din Pas. The Baruch HaShulchan writes, now bagel. Bagels are boiled, right? I mean, bagels, you first boil them in water and then you bake them. Okay? So you could say, well, since you boil them first, that's cooking. That's not baking. So it should be subject to Yishal Akum. Okay? Baruch HaShulchan here, it says not true. Okay? Abnezer also, I mean, I'm not going to read this tshuva now. Abnezer chelik erdesim in Sari Dalet. Okay, first quotes in Os Aleph, he makes that chelik between Nilos Bebeitzim and Hetich Alpana that we mentioned before. He talks about the Chiyav Afrosh Chala, and then, okay, it's a good summary, but I'm not going to read it now. It talks about many of the dinim we mentioned. All right, but at the end of the day, here's what I want to point out, that he did not accept this chelik of the Shach. That's what I want to mention. Okay, look at the very end of Os Gimel, and this Jew with Avnezer, it's a chelik erdes in Sadi Dal, at the end of Os Gimel, he says, Divra Shach, Tmuun Ma'od, Yev Shal Yashvim, any Yachol Yashvim. He doesn't accept that chelik, so he has, again, he quotes the Kula all the way. Ramosha Feinstein, Chuvas Yoredea, Igris Moshe Yoredea, Chelik Beis, in the Lamed Gimel, Hinei Bedvar HaBagel, 37, Ramosha talks about bagels directly, okay, and he says that, the reason why we consider bagel to be pas, he says, because when you bake, you've seen them bake bagels, okay, it's boiled up first, but he says this boiling does not make them edible. Still can't eat them in that condition. And that's why they're not considered to be cooked, and therefore they're subject to pasakum. And again, just like we make hamotzi on bagels. Okay, so that's Rav Moshe has that kula by bagels. And again, others are even more lenient, even if they could be edible after the boiling. But once you bake them, you know, that's, and again, I was like that Aruch HaShulchan. Okay, once you bake them, you change them into pas. That was Aruch HaShulchan in the end of Sif Lamed Aleph. We mentioned that it's, you know, the bagel is considered like pas, even without necessarily coming to Rav Moshe's idea that they don't make them edible. Okay, all right, that's this din. Rav Yosef from 38. I'm just trying to show you some halacha points here. It talks about sufganiyot, okay, donuts. Dunkin' Donuts. Okay. Now, the truth is that the tshuvas, the bottom line is that they are made apparently from a Blila Ava. Okay. But he writes the sikum of that tshuva. You can look up that whole tshuva if you want to see the whole issue. It's Chelek Hei in the Chabadas, Simon Nun Gimel, 38. So he writes, Besikum Sufganios, Hanasos, Aide Goyim, the Misados, Ubota Harochas, Yehudim, Mutorim, Nachila. The Ein Bem Isu Bishul Goyim. Komokum Yeshu Zor, Shisol Yadlis Eish. Okay, that's a different point. The fire goes out and so on. But some people are machmir on it. But the bottom line is, we basically, some point out, he said it's mutter to eat, but some point out that because it's barim and mizonos, okay, and things like donuts, doesn't matter how many you eat, they're prepared differently. Okay, so even if you're koveya suda, many hold you still make only mizonos on it. All right, so and it's a question about Rosh Hashanah also. The conclusion is that it's an issue of bishul akum. Okay, the Raja Seif seems to say not so, at least by those suganios, but others disagree. And it would be a problem bishul akum if not pas akum. Okay, we wouldn't render it as pas. That's the point. Yeah. Okay. Just mention one other thing, I guess, in this connection. All right. Shulchan Aruch, by the way, I did print this here. It's Kuf Samaches. So if you gimel, it talks about again, Dovah Shabli Loso Abba, Loso Raka. You look through it over there. That's the Chalut is boiled. And so if you dala, that's the bagel question. Okay. Add one other thing, which I don't have in the sheets, but just mention. What about cereal? What about cereal? All right. So, by the way, those places that we have Dunkin' Donuts, when I mentioned Dunkin' Donuts, you know, so what about Takabisha Lakum? It's not Pasakum, so how do you eat Dunkin' Donuts? So I wanted to mention, how do you eat Dunkin' Donuts? Those places that have Ashkocha. It means that the Mashgiach has to turn the fire on. Okay? And then you have Yad Yisrael Bem, so that takes care of the Bisha Lakum problem. And we'll come back to that, talk more about Bisha Lakum. Others say that donuts are not all Shulchan Malachim. I don't know, maybe a dessert, but that's a further question. All right, what about cereal? So they've quoted some of the modern swarm quoted Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, who said that, you know, if you have certain types of cereal like Cheerios and these kind of things, wheat Chex, where there's the batter rises like bread, right? It starts small and rises. So then it's going to be a problem of Passover Kistin, and these cereals would be subject to the Gzera Pasakum, okay? Where again, you don't serve cereal at a state dinner, but by passing it doesn't matter. All right. So there's some who say that those who don't rely on the paspalta leniency, let's say, on Sarasim Chuba and so on, shouldn't eat these cereals. However, others, I don't think that that's the widespread view. Okay. I don't think that's the widespread view. I think more often, I think people do not consider cereal to be, in other words, people don't say hamotzi on cereal, even if you eat numerous bowls. Okay. So I think the more widespread practice that these types of cereals are not possible with kistin. Okay. I think Rav Shechta holds also the cereal Cheerios is not possible with kistin. All right. But on the other hand, there'll be a possible Bishul Akum problem, but because they're not all Shulchan Aruch, then it's okay.
Doesn't Rav Shechta hold that Cheerios, which are made out of, aren't Cheerios made of oats, and he holds that oats are not mizonos?
I thought Shechta, I'll have to check. I'll ask him. I thought he held that cereal is not possible with kistin.
It could be he holds both, but I also heard that he holds that oats are not one of the pitches to meet him.
Could be. To see. Okay. And there's a further question. Okay, we're not going to cover everything, but let's say you have breadcrumbs and so on and so forth. Let's say you bought ice cream, you want a topping of the cookie crumbs and so on. Yeah, that's just that's noticeable. It's not absorbed into that machlok as we said before. I mean, we'll come back. Let me just do one other thing if I can. Okay, just to do Siv Zion also, and we'll finish with this today. Bez Hashem next week, Sunday, Monday, Yontif, so Tuesday, Bez Hashem, we'll finish up on Pasakum. Okay, because Siv Zion, I just want to do it because it's the flip side of Siv Gimel. Okay, again, we talked about it already. So back in Siv Gimel was about the baker. It was a baker, and he invited, look back in, what's it again? Yeah, but the source it was in Shochrach was in source 7. Yesh Mishomer Shem Palter his min Yisrael. All right, Pito Kapas Balabayis. Right, we're talking about the baker. Then so, what about the reverse case? What about the you know the, whatever reason split up in the Shochrach wasn't split up in the Rashpo. We saw the Rashpo. Okay, and there are all the first few sources of today. We saw the Rashpo. The Bayis Gimel Shar Zayin. I saw the Ra'ol, and they kind of the din is the same, whichever way. Whether it was a paspalta that now is biad balabayas or pas balabayas biad palta, they make a chilik in the Shulchan Aruch. Tziv Gimel, we saw the shach there. Tziv Kot Yud Beis raised his tirit because he said in Tziv Gimel the Mechaber Paskin that the Chumra the Yesh Mishomer Shim Palta his min Yisrael Hare Pito Kapas Balabayas, right? It goes, you know, that it's like the pas balabayas, like the Ra'ol. It doesn't go by the moment of the time of the baking. The Shach said, why did he say Yesh Mishomer? And Zion said the other way, maybe different, but he invited him. So let's look now at Zion. So again, just to see it quickly, the Bayis Aruch, Bayis Gimel, Shar Zion 40, says, Likach Balabayis Pasol Palter, Likach Mipalter Pasol Abalabayis, we saw it. Yesh Ladakti, Nelman Bosmi Korbos, we saw it. Umistabra, the Labosmi Korbos, Inibo Lahak, Ulahaka, Ulahachmir. And therefore, he writes a hilchah pasul palter since about balabais muteres can be karl upasul balabais since about palter also can be karl. Right, everything goes by when it was baked. The chenu does arrive. We saw it before. On the other hand, the Ra'ah disagrees. The Ra'ah says, again, we saw it before by his guy Gimel Shar Zayin 41. Hilchah pas balabais biad palter muter pas palter biad shar biad shalosh balabais also goes by where it is now. That was the chiluk. And so this mechaber paskins here in Siv Zayin. Again, it's designed as the flip side of Siv Gimel, here in 42. Pas Balabayas Asura La Olam. Afilu Kona Palter Mimenu. Afilu Shokla Yisola Beso. Chen Afilu Shokla Yisola Acher Asura La Olam. Shal Palter Musteris La Olam. Afilu Kona Balabayas Menu Shalom Hilch Hoko Bisuze Acher Misha Pas Biro Acher Ela Acher Misha Hoyalo Bisha Safir. Okay? So that's the ruling over here. Al Chachmas Adam in Klal Samachay and Ozvav talks about a different thing. Okay, Pasha nearly Pasha Nes. Well, first is Pasha Yisol Shofa Akum. That's a really a part of a different question, which we'll get to, because the issue is what if? I don't want to get to this now. But if you have bread that was Jew bread baked by non-Jew, okay, in a Jewish home. Okay, so we'll have to get to that also. But for our purposes right now, here, he's saying that if you cut it into small pieces, it's mutter. Okay, because you can't buy small pieces. Back in Rav's case, right? You're selling to a guy. Okay, our near relief, pas shenesel Yisrael, also limkor la'akum, shem yimkor la'Yisrael. Right, I have pas, and so I'll sell it to a guy. No, because it might end up back in Jewish hands. So Chochmas Adam writes, yeah, but if you cut it into small pieces, then it's mutter, because we're not worried that someone's going to buy it from the guy, because, with small pieces, you have to worry, maybe, also liklos chatichos pas me'ach, we can't buy small pieces, because you never know, maybe the bread was also. All right, so you can look at that Chochmas Adam. We'll stop over here. I'm sorry, I went over. I just wanted to get to this point. And we'll pick up this in Mitzvah Shem on Tuesday. This Sukkah, we'll come back. Finish up these makaros about Pasakum, and we'll talk about various other protim. Okay, and one issue just to end off with, okay, Okay. All right. We'll talk about that next time. Also, bread owned by a Jew, baked by a goy. All right. We'll have to come back to that. Okay. We'll stop over here. And next time, wish you all a wonderful Shabbos and a beautiful Yontem. We'll get back together with Hashem on Tuesday, I think regular time, regular 1 o'clock time. Okay. Have a great day, a great Shabbos, a great Yontem.
Amen. V'chein the Rebbe. Thank you very much.